With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we study the Word of God today. We'll continue our study in the problems of going on with God. We looked at the possibility of man going on with God. We looked at pictures of men in the Bible who went on with God. We looked at the process and then the procedure of going on with God. And now then we're looking at the final thought, and that is the problem that there is in going on with God. And again, I remind you that if you make the determination in your heart that you're going to go on with God, there will be opposition to that decision. Satan will oppose you. Society will oppose you. And self will oppose you in the matter of going on with God. You will not find it easy when you make up your mind that you're going to go on with God. And then I pointed out to you on yesterday, it was willful sin that kept Moses from going on with God. Now, I could spend months on the broadcast talking about the greatness of Moses and how that God worked a work in Moses' life like nobody else in the Bible. I don't think anyone would disagree with me that Moses and Abraham would be the two most outstanding characters in the Old Testament. And yet Moses, after using that rod of God as his source of power, his source of strength for many years to combat the enemies of God and God's people and to tread the path that God had chosen for them to go. Now then, Moses willfully sins against God. It cost him the opportunity to go on with God. God said to Moses, because you've done this, you cannot cross over Jordan and take my people on into the land of Canaan. In fact is, if my memory is correct, this is the last time that Moses ever had the privilege of using the rod of God. And again, I want to emphasize, it was not some big open sin that Moses committed. God said to Moses, take the rod and you go up there and you speak to that rock. Now again, I remind you, that rock is a type of Christ. And Moses had already smitten that rock once at Mount Horeb. And God said to Moses, now then you speak to the rock. You see, when Christ was once crucified, you do not have to crucify him again every time you want something from him. No, you simply go back and speak to him who was crucified, who was buried, and is resurrected and lives again. And God gives us things now, not by dying again, but by our simply requesting them. So Moses takes the rod, and he goes up before the people, and instead of speaking to the rock, he smites it twice. Now, as far as the children of Israel know, they did not see nor understand what Moses had done. It brought the same results that Moses had intended for it to, and that Israel was looking for. Out of that rock came forth an abundance of water, and the people drank, and their animals drank. But I want to tell you, friend, Moses knew that he had disobeyed God, and God knew that Moses had disobeyed God. And so God said to Moses in the book of Numbers, chapter number 20, in verse number 12, God said, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Moses was stopped on his journey of going on with God because of one willful sin. I do not feel that there is any way possible that I could relay to you the seriousness of committing a willful sin against God. And again, to remind you, that can go two ways. A willful sin is for me to know that God wants me to do something, and then me willingly rebel or refuse to do what God wants me to do. Or a willful sin could be me knowing that God does not want me to do something, and then me willingly doing it against the knowledge that God does not want me to. I remember some time ago I was preaching in a meeting, and a dear brother came up to me and told the story how that some years ago he began to walk in a path of disobedience to the will of God and the word of God. And he said, "Preacher, God warned me. Stop doing that." He said, "I wound up in the hospital. My pastor come to pay me a visit, and God had spoken to my pastor. And my pastor said to me, 'You need to stop what you're doing before you get in trouble with God.'" And he said, "Preacher, in my rebellion, I did it anyway." And then he asked me, "Will I ever get back what I lost by willful sin and disobeying God?" And I said to him, "I cannot answer that for sure. But I do want to tell you, God's got the record. And I can point out men in the Bible, just like Moses, the great man that he was, willfully sinned against God's will and God's word. And God cut Moses off and said, 'Because you have done this, you're not going to take the children of Israel on into the land of Canaan.' And Moses died somewhere in the mountains, and God buried him. And there's no record even to this day of where Moses' body was buried. I want to tell you, friend, there is a terrible price to pay for willful sin against God. Then I want us to notice today a second area that hinders many from going on with God. We studied, first of all, how that for Moses, the problem that prevented him from going on for God was a willful sin. I want us to come now to the book of Judges, chapter number 14, and the following chapters. And we're going to look at a second man in the Bible by the name of Samson. And Samson has a promising young life. It looks like in his young days that Samson will go down in history as a great man of God. And again, I could take the entire month of broadcasting and preach on the greatness of Samson and the good things that he'd done with God's power and God's presence with him. But I want to tell you something. Samson ran into a problem. For Moses, it was a willful sin. For Samson, it was women. And oh, I'm aware of the fact today that many have fallen. Many are living, but they're living dead men spiritually because they sinned against God in the matter of sexual sins. I know we live in a society where adultery and fornication is acceptable. It's normal to the society that we live in. But I want to tell you, it's still wicked and corrupt before a thrice holy God. This living together as partners without marriage has become the acceptable thing in our society. But I do want to remind you, the word of God said, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. As Samson, the young man, wrought many great victories for God. The book of Judges, chapter number 14, the Bible said, "And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, 'I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me to wife.' Then his father and his mother said unto him, 'Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines?' And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. So Samson gets in trouble with a woman. First of all, I want you to notice there is his wandering mind. In verse number 1, he goes down and he sees a woman of the forbidden Philistines. He looks at her and he allows his passions, his lust to rise, and a desire brews in his heart. He wants that woman. He wants her so bad that he goes and tells his parents that he wants that woman. In verse number 3, we see the warning of his parents. His daddy said to him, is there not a woman in all of Israel that you could take for a wife? Why would you go down to that uncircumcised Philistine? But Samson thought he had to have her, and so he takes her to be his wife. And then there's trouble there that I don't have time to deal with. But in chapter 16, verse number 1, the Bible said, then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot, and he went in unto her. And then in chapter 16, verse number 4, the Bible said, it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And you know the story of Delilah. He destroyed many Philistines, and they wondered where his power was. But he goes into this woman, Delilah, and he lays his head in her lap. And she continues day after day, enticing him to tell her the secret. And one day he reveals to her the secret. They cut his hair. He loses his power. And Samson becomes as just another man. You see, Satan comes and takes Samson. He binds him. He blinds him. And then he grinds him at the mill. And Samson is there. Oh, my friend. He's in that pathetic condition, and he dies a premature death because of the sin that he fell into. So for Moses, it was a willful sin. For Samson, it was women's sin. And I know many men of God today who used to stand behind the sacred desk and preach the word of God, but they got mixed up with a woman. I know many church members that have got mixed up with a member of the opposite gender and fallen into that snare. And there's a mark on their life that will haunt them the rest of their life. Friend, I want to warn you today, if you want to go on with God, you better find the wife of God's choice for you or the husband of God's choice for you. And you better stay with that spouse. Keep your eyes and affection to her and to him and to nobody else, lest you too fall into the same trap that many fell into. But for Moses, it was willful sin. For Samson, it was a woman sin. God help us not to fall into that snare of the devil. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His Word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.